you know, so right now, especially when you're talking about true virtual reality, you've got kind of that big, bulky headset. Are we making progress towards something that's going to be a bit easier to wear and easier to manage, not as obtrusive, or is maybe instead kind of doing it through your phone to avoid that and going down that mixed reality, that augmented reality path? Do you think going to then be a bit more of a way around the challenges with kind of that big bulky headset?
Yes. Phones are absolutely great, I think. It's in everybody's hand, and most of the time, most people don't even think that they're using an mixed reality application, right? Like Snapchat, like who thought about it? No, I mean, I didn't personally. There's just so many applications we don't even think about, and it makes life so much easier, and I love it. And it makes my life easier too, because then I can't say, you know, everybody should get a headset, but everybody has a phone, so it's much easier for me to teach. In terms of headsets, the technology is dependent on, you know, the chips, like how fast we can cool things, how big of a computer you can put into a small thing. And it's, you know, developing rapidly, but slowly at the same time. And currently, the furthest we came is, I think, HoloLens and also the Oculus VR headsets became much cheaper compared to other headsets, which, and it's doesn't require you to have another computer. That was the case, that you needed to have a very strong computer. We don't have to do that. So that's the huge for VR. And for AR, HoloLens, the new one, I can actually show one.
Yeah, perfect.
So this for Oculus, this is it, and you don't need a computer, you don't need any cable, and you can just wear this on an airplane, and it will work, which is huge. There's a computer in it. That's very nice. And this is a HoloLens, so as you can see, it's transparent. The good thing about this is that, you know, if people are working, they can actually attach this to something else, which is nice, and then you can do this, which is humongous for me, because while you're developing, trying to put on a headset is so annoying. The good part is I can just wear it, and then I can just turn it on and keep typing and doing something else, and then put it back on, which is amazing. But we do know that, you know, Apple is working on one, and I'm sure over time it's going to get smaller and smaller.
Okay. And a real quick question on the HoloLens. Do you know off the top of your head how heavy it is? Like I've worn one, and amazing, I've actually only worn one once. And it felt like relatively comfortable is about the best way that I would describe it.
They actually, I can't remember. It was it 3 pounds? There are two HoloLenses. This is version two, and everyone thinks that this version is so much lighter, but they actually weigh almost the same. And the reason is that the weight is distributed evenly into the front and to the back, so it's you know, a little bit more comfortable wear.